Blog Talk Radio.
Me in that mood, you know, thinking about being free. Sadly, we're not free anymore. Every day, we lose a little piece of our freedom, liberty. every day for the good of somebody, I don't know who, we got to give up some freedom and liberty. It seems to be that right now it's, let's stir the race issue. Let's call it, let's stir the race pot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I no way condone what the guy said from the Clippers, the basketball team. You can't. But you got to ask, why was the girl taking him to begin with? And then you know that she was being forced to give back a bunch of stuff to, from the wife, and then Magic's been trying to buy the team for so long, and blah, blah, blah. And I, if it's illegal to take people like that in California without their permission, then how the heck can you use that same tape that is illegal as a reason and basis to take the team away from the guy?
Yes.
And when they
and banding for life today.
When it, yeah, and when it does get sold, is he gonna make I mean, he bought the team for like $10 million. It's worth about what, $600 million now. Is he gonna get that? Is he gonna get that difference? Are they gonna steal that from him?
They're gonna, steal from him. Just like they're trying to get Buddy's land and everybody else's land.
Well, yeah. Well, you look at that. They tried to turn that into race. Everywhere you turn, they always try to turn into race. And now here you got Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson trying to stir people up, because they know they're going to get their clocks cleaned in the 2014 election. Obama's at the lowest percentage that he's ever been, at 41%. And most of the issues, unfavorable percentages against him, especially Obama. And this does provide a distraction. They're trying to provide distractions from Obamacare, because Obamacare is taking the Democrats down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's a bad policy, and we've said it from the get-go.
You know,
when it's going to destroy us more than help you.
Well,
that, when your deductible's in the thousands?
Well, I know what you're saying there, see. I don't know how they keep coming out and screaming, oh, it's going to save money. There's no way in hell it's going to save money. You can't save money when you start off borrowing $500 billion from something that's $300 trillion in debt.
Won't they try to stop borrowing money and start paying the money
already? I would agree with you on that. But what you're going to see is they're going to be pushing for a whole lot more spending.
Oh, yeah.
Spend. But, well, you're getting close to elections here, and in the next couple of years, they're going to be trying to buy another election.
Just like that proof of that.
You got Chuck Schumer, and you got Harry Reid out here screaming about the Koch brothers. Well, what we got is George Soros, 18 unions, Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, and these kinds of people. They're the ones buying an election. I would one of them give more money to the campaigns and stuff to the Koch brothers, so they must be the ones that's doing it.
Yeah.
It has to be. But then today, little light come through today. Benghazi. We now know.
I wish I heard the answer to that.
Well, we now know the order to blame the video came out of the White House. It was planned to blame the video, not to let it be based on political policy failures.
Somehow he's going to sweep that under the rug.
There ain't no sweeping this under the rug.
I hope not. I hope
as long as there's Americans out here that keep, and I see it every day on many networks, Facebook or many others, that they just keep reposting. Don't forget Benghazi. Don't forget Benghazi.
No, because
now that we know all about the video, now we know it was all a lie, then people are going to look at Hillary and say, wait a minute, that woman went out there and stood beside families of the victims and bold-faced lie.
And again and again. But it wasn't just Hillary who lied about it.
No. I'm talking about when she went out there on the tarmac with the families and stuff and said they were going to get the guy who made the video, when she damn well knew right then and there that the video didn't have a damn thing to do with it.
Being honest, they're the ones who stirred up the video a little bit more. Because the ice wasn't on the video until they started pushing that issue. Oh, it was the video what caused all that.
Well, there you go. More and more comes out all the time on the Benghazi, the same as the IRS. But you was getting too much heat on the IRS scandal. Remember, it was coming out by Elijah Cummings tied to Lois Lerner.
Yep.
Wanting some group investigated this and that. It was tied here and there. It was all getting tied, so they had to distract and get away from that. And then they got to distract from the health care. They got to distract from Ukraine. They need distraction. So you got to find some way to stir up. Who gives a crap about the guy who owns the basketball team?
No.
I mean, really.
I want to see what they all do.
They can all get mad, but I'll tell you flat out, there ain't a one of them in the NBA playing that's worth the money they pay them.
Oh, amen to that.
Not one of them.
That race card has just been played too many times.
It's useful.
I mean,
it's useful to push the agenda.
People out there get races and they need taken care of. I mean,
but they count on ignorance too. They count on them being that, you know, we can stir up the blacks here with the racism and all this and that, and thinking that they're not smart enough to see that we're stabbing them in the back with amnesty for illegals, or that we're stabbing them in the back here or there, making them dependent on us, never letting them have a chance of success.
I still don't see how bringing more people into this in America is going to help anything.
First off, what you're going to see is they're still claiming, they've been claiming 11 million illegals in the country for I don't know how long now. And when they pass anything, and they're going to try to do this very shortly.
11 million per year probably come in here for the last 10 years.
Well,
where's that budget? And that's not counting on the people, they want to come in here and they have children. And then children are all added on there.
Well, then they used an amendment that was meant for the children of slaves, was not meant for the children of people who broke into the country.
Oh.
But they used that as a loophole.
I'm not racist. They can come in the right way like all the other ones do.
Well, there's
all to make the ones what
there are millions waiting. There are millions waiting in line to come the right way who cannot come because of the influx of illegals. And what you're going to find out if they pass anything is that 11 million number. Mark my words, it will exceed 30 million. They say the Hispanics are the fastest growing group in the nation. Well, that might be right, but let's be real honest. A large part of that is because they're the fastest illegal immigrating group in the country. We're getting rushed from South America, south of our borders, Central America and stuff, and it's easier for them because they can come across the land, got a river or two. But if you're Asian, that's an ocean across there. You know, if you look, they say we're looking for the best and the brightest, and why are you going for the uneducated and not going more for the Asians? Because their statistics show they're more educated. This is not what it's about. It's about control. It's about destruction of a culture.
Yeah, because if they were worried about
education. You got to tear down this culture to prepare it for a new cult where there are two groups. There won't be a middle class. They don't want a middle class. They can come out and say this side or that side's tearing down the middle class, but both sides have been tearing down the middle class.
There'll be the losers and the winners.
There'll be those that are served. Those that serve them. And that's what they're looking for.
No, none of them.
But we...
I serve only one.
We, from both sides of the aisle, we see the corruption. We see the... all the Keystone Pipeline. You want to put a real fight into this? Well, then show us every elected official... Name every elected official and the green energy or carbon exchange they are invested in.
and that will tell a huge story.
Oh, yeah.
But you're never going to see that list.
You're not
going to let you know who they are at that to the point. But you see the part of the whole scandal there with Harry Reid and Nevada's deal.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Harry Reid's going to somehow, he's going to pocket money. That's the reason he's all over Bundy. That is the whole reason. It has nothing to do with, oh, to protect the daggone turtles or the tortoise, whatever. It's about
If it's about the money they claim he owes, well, then explain how GM got to pay him the $10.7 billion they owe.
Oh, we forgot that.
Or explain to me how Warren Buffett gets by with owing over $1 billion in business taxes. Or that Al Sharpton can go out here on millions of dollars in taxes, and you're not doing crap to them.
No, they're exempt from the law.
They're all supporters of the left.
Well, we've all seen facts. I mean, straight out facts. They all think they're exempt from the law. They can do their drinking and driving. Oh, they'll just smack on the wrist, go home.
That's on both sides of the aisle.
That's what I'm saying, all of them.
Look at Boehner. Pitiful. That is no conservative. And he's not alone there. Graham, Kane, and so many others. And the ones that do get in there and fight for us are the ones that are attacked by both sides.
Oh, yeah. They're scared of
them. And you can't trust, and it's sad to say, but I don't think any way you look at it, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Republican, I don't think anybody has any real trust in our electors. How can we?
We can't have trust.
Every day
they like it.
So many have went out there and talked the game and got in there, and the first thing they're doing is how can they get an inside investment to pad their pocket?
Yep.
And I'm sorry.
They lie to you. They won't give you the truth on Benghazi. I mean, come on.
Well,
this is American people.
They talk about marijuana as a gateway drug.
Oh, that's horse crap.
Wait a minute. I want to take that to a different kind of area and say, how about insider investing as a gateway drug?
Yeah.
Because insider investing is why most of these people even seek office, because they know they can pad their pockets and their wealth once they're in office.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the ones who have the say and the control on what can and can't come into
place. They think they're gods, and they're nowhere
near a god. They're the ones who pass the laws and set the regulation. And, you look at how many people in the percentage of Congress that's a millionaire compared to the percentage of the public that's a millionaire.
Just like that one lady we always talk about last jury.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
The dumbest elected official in the nation has to be.
Share the wealth. Oh, yeah. Share all of everybody else's wealth, not mine. Look at all that jewelry she gets every day. She has some kind of fancy-looking jewelry.
Big, I don't know. She likes to be seen. You have corruption, though, it's on both sides.
Oh,
it's like the immigration issue. If we could actually see a list of every elected official that is invested in a business that either houses illegals or employs illegals, the list, those kinds of things would tell you that our elected are not serving us. They are serving themselves. And we have this from the local levels, and we know this from here, what we've seen all of us right here in the area. What we have seen royalties and how we've seen the elected of the county ignore that all these illegal aliens and stuff, when you had a sheriff that was enforcing the immigration laws, look how they broke their backs to get him out of there.
Oh, yeah, because he was doing right.
He was cutting into their pockets.
Exactly.
And that's what you have. On the right, you have so many that are invested in businesses and stuff.
They always say money is
cheap labor and stuff.
It is
all
the third of all legal. That is
and,
the one thing I would
say. No, it's the love of money.
The love of, okay, I'm sorry, people. The love of money.
But most people, it is the love of money for them.
Well, on the left, it's the love of power because they see the illegals as being able to keep them in office.
Yep.
But they're also, they think that they can control them. they're not smart enough to know that eventually one day these illegals are going to take over their political seats and stuff and be over them.
Why is there so many in here on the government? We're not going to have a choice.
Well, yeah, I'm not against bringing in immigrants, but I think there should be a fair balance here,
yeah,
and it should be an equal amount from all countries and stuff. You shouldn't be a one overwhelming amount from one place or one overwhelming number of race of one race. It should be equaled out across the board.
Well, one good thing, what I can see, is Mexicans, a lot of them, they're Christians. I mean, not Muslims.
I understand why you would want to leave a crap old country like they got. But running to here is not going to solve the problems of there.
No, and then some of them wants to change our land
into what they left.
Land of the free.
You got that problem with people that flee California and New York.
Oh,
they come out of there, they go
anyway
to another state, they want to try to turn that state into the very state they just fled. And you have that in the South. Here in the U.S., we wouldn't do this fleeing thing like they do from south of the border. We would be out here fighting to change our country instead of running away. We would be fighting to change our country. And we seem to interfere everywhere else in the world in people's businesses. Well, when 80% of the country below you's economy is based on an illegal activity in your country, when do you stand up and put a foot down that direction? It will cut money from their pockets. They are tied in. Look at the deal with the one drug cartel, because it'll tell on the other drug cartel. We'll turn a blind eye to their drugs running into the country. Look at Fast and Furious, which was nothing more than they were trying to set up a reason to put in some gun laws.
Yep.
And it blew up on
them.
Look at Benghazi, which was really supposed to be a kidnapping, but they didn't count on them two SEALs showing up and putting up such a fight.
Heck yeah, because we're Americans. We're going to put up a fight. That's what they're not understanding.
But the biggest underestimation from this political whatever it is was in 2008. When the American people became the Tea Party and rose up against them, they did not see that coming. They were not prepared. They did not know what to do. They were crapping in their pants
when they woke the sleeping giant up.
Right, and that giant's got to stay on its feet. It's got to be huffing up and pumping up right now. You've got to get, if there's any turn in this nation in any direction, you're going to have to start now, because if you let it continue the way it's been going for the last 4 or 5 years, if it goes on another 4 or 5 years like that, it's done. It's over.
People, I don't think God's going to let it go that long.
Things running every day. How much money is running?
You see millennials start to wake up. Well, it's time to get out there and reach out to these youngsters, because a lot of them understand money. Especially when you tell them, well, look at this thing here, and this is how much
you owe.
How much this is your part of that debt. And they flip out.
And the debt is rising every second.
Yeah.
Every single second in there. People, wouldn't you love to see that sucker go backwards?
There is so much.
It's just so much.
There's so much division and distraction on that. They tell you, oh, well, we cut the budget. We cut the deficit. We lowered the budget by $80,000 or whatever. We cut the deficit by $80,000. Reality, what they did not do that at all. What they cut was they was going to spend $100,000, and instead they're only spending $80,000.
Yeah.
You know.
And you can't believe their figures anyway, because it's always fake. It's that common law figure.
Well, even on the national debt clock, the U.S. debt clock, listen to this, there are some numbers that are left out that makes it even worse than what you're seeing there.
Oh, yes.
But what you do see, and when you have them coming out here and they're saying, oh, well, the debt's going to reach $20 trillion by 2016 or 2018. You can go look at the debt clock and call them up and tell them they're a damn liar. Because by 2016, it's already going to be about $25
trillion. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be already there.
And that's if they don't spend another single dime. Do you think that this administration...
It's all set up, so in...
Do you think this administration can go until 2016 and not spend another dime?
No way.
No
way.
No. vacations. I mean, come on. They'll take the money from the vacations and put towards our debt. You don't have to have 50 vacations a year.
Yeah.
Well, they, him and his wife take separate vacations.
Yeah.
They're paying twice.
Debt.
On the taxpayer's
the
money.
Debt was built.
The debt was built by the establishment of both parties. And this little third common thing in there that we all should be bitching and screaming, they need to tear it down brick by brick, called the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
We keep going through this motion thing here, and they just distracted by anything they can get in the mainstream media to get us looking at it. The plane,
the boat, the plane,
this basketball thing, Cleveland Bundy's a racist. Tell that little thing about saying Fiesta. Fiesta was a Ford car a couple years ago. I didn't see nobody saying a damn thing about it then. But, you know, it's a certain group wants to have their right to speak, but they won't, nobody else is allowed to have a right. Facts and statistics is something that seems to be, I don't know, you start spouting them at a liberal, well, you've seen me do it. You've seen how that reacts.
Oh, yeah, they start stuttering because they don't. They know you're telling the truth, but they don't want to say it because it would hurt their life. And they lie so much, I think they're even believing it. Like that global warming bullcrap. It's been proven false. I mean, how much time?
But
they keep pushing it because it's building money. Pot.
I think it was Lenin and Alinsky, you know, their little thing about you keep pushing a lie until it's accepted as truth. And there again, the whole global warming thing. Expose, if there is such a thing, then you shouldn't have a problem coming out and saying, hey, I'm invested in green energy or I'm invested in carbon exchanges.
Sure. Well, this year we hit, now up here where I'm at, we were 34 below zero. I'm not saying a week or nothing, but still, 34 below zero. Daggone, I better get my swimming suit out.
I know what you're meaning. As I remember the day you came up here, and I was like, I've been on the earth 50-some years. Damn it, it's global warming crap. Every winter, it cools down and every spring it starts to heat, it gets hot in the summer, then every fall it starts to cool down again.
I know that.
What the hell's the deal?
Yeah. These people, I mean, come on.
Watch.
We've got to get some different shit in there.
Here's some things to be watching coming up here. Watch the food and what's going on with food.
It's already happening.
Already and food production. No. You're going to see more things. They're not only going to limit the amount of food that can be grown, and that's what they're doing now.
Yeah, they're already different.
They're going to be trying to force you into what you can eat. So look for them to try making everybody some kind of vegetarian, even though genetically, scientifically, you are omnivore, that you're meant to eat meat and vegetables.
We've been eating meat. World's been around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're still going to eat meat.
I am, till I die.
Till the day I die, I'm eating meat.
It's just ridiculous that, and it really, even there, it comes down to, you know what Monsanto's motto is?
God help them.
No food should be grown except Monsanto's. How many elected officials are members or tied into Monsanto?
Oh, fine.
I can tell you that you got two big names. They're not politicians, so to speak, but they're big names. One is George Soros.
He's a gigantic backer.
And the other one is Bill Gates.
Oh, they're both big backers.
Together, each one of them last year bought 500,000 shares of Monsanto. Now, Bill Gates
goes out and meets with all these depopulate the world deals. And Bill Gates then goes out and starts screaming about everybody needs to be taking these vaccinations. And you're going to see another big push for vaccinations coming. They're going to demand everybody take the vaccination.
They can be the first one with this vaccination. And they can be the first one to depopulate this world. We'll take that. I mean, come on. They'll be volunteer. If you got the mouth enough to say it, volunteer yourself. And if you don't have the gonads to follow through with that, then I think they need just to back off of that stupid crap.
In science, if you find a one-cell animal on an asteroid, or one cell on an asteroid, considered life, a one-celled organism.
That's
sperm in the egg is not a one-cell. It's more than a one-cell organism.
Yes.
So you see what I'm saying? My point is, a one-celled organism is life if it's on an asteroid. But here on this planet, they're saying multiple-cell organism is not life.
It's not life yet. Well, sorry, I'm saying this from my heart. It's life, and if you try to avoid it, that's murder.
That's how I learn them. Scientifically, that's how I have to look at it. He killed us alive.
Yes. Yes. And that should have been the most brilliant person in this world.
If I was to take the, after the egg was fertilized by the sperm, if I was to take a sample of that and do a DNA test, you know what I'm going to tell you? It's human.
It's human.
I'm not going to tell you, well, it was almost life.
But
I'm going to tell you it was human.
But look how they try to protect all these turtles and all this, but they won't even protect human life.
In reality, throughout the history of this planet, animals have been coming into existence and fading out, and new ones come in.
That's a chain.
You recently saw in a zoo in New York, I believe it was, they found a little critter inside the zoo, unknown species. First time anybody had ever seen one. So see, there. Remember all the thing about the polar bears a few years ago? The ice caps was melting. Well, you know what I saw today? Polar bears can't find their food because there's too much ice.
That going global warming.
You go back to when they first started hollering about global climate, the whole climate stuff, and it wasn't global warming, then it was global cooling. You go back and you look at all the things they said was going to happen by the years they said they were going to they would happen, and you start laughing because they weren't even close on anything.
But that comment,
not even close.
But that common core.
Nothing. And yeah. So what we have is we have a nation of elected trying to pad their own pockets, power, and work. And the people be damned because the people are meant to be servants to them because somehow, because they got elected, they are being somehow genetically superior to us or something.
Sorry. They're nowhere near that. They don't better than us. And the money
so right there. You're looking at a statistic on Fox, Greta. 20% of U.S. families have nobody employed.
Wow.
Well, that's pitiful.
Yeah.
The tax on the wealthy when nobody's smart enough to realize they're already paying 80% of the taxes.
Well, see, Obama told them all that they could quit their jobs and follow their dreams. So if you want to sit on the street corner and play your
That's
tire.
Not what it is.
Oh.
I've been hearing this the last few days. I hadn't heard it for a while. The amnesty people hadn't pushed it and said it for a while. They knew better. But they're doing it again now. They're going around saying, jobs Americans won't do. Well, my friends, I live in southern Indiana. And I'm going to start naming some places here that we all know here in this area. And we all know that these are places that hire and employ illegals. NTN Drive Shaft in Columbus, Indiana. Iason, Seymour, Indiana.
Yep.
Royalty Construction.
Definitely.
Based out of Seymour and...
In Kai Wheel.
Yeah, in Kai Wheel. You know, Seymour, or Crane Hill Machine now.
Yeah.
Rose Acres.
Yeah,
you know, these are not jobs Americans won't do. It's jobs Americans ain't getting a chance to do because I can hire an illegal at a less wage.
Yep. And that's not fair to the illegal, and that's not fair to us, because it's taking our jobs from us, and it's not paying the illegals the right amount. It's supposed to be equal. Equal pay for the equal work.
Now, in 2006, Don Garrenbrook put together this little flyer, and we took it to Cummins, and they sent it around to all the factories in three or four county area here. And the next day, every headline in all the papers was about immigrants fleeing the factories. Now, if you're legally here, why would you run?
Right.
But you wouldn't. But what they claimed was only a couple hundred people and illegals in the area turned out to be thousands upon thousands. I mean, it was multiple thousands of them. And it all faded out for a little while, but it's all turned back around again. They got rid of the sheriff that was arresting and deporting illegals. They're covering up for the people who are invested in the businesses that employ. And a matter of fact, they're now, one of the guys, he's buying up part of Seymour. I mean, off the money he made on the backs of illegals.
And last time, illegal means illegal.
Well, that's what I was always taught on. I didn't go to Harvard, so I don't know that illegal doesn't mean illegal. And I don't know that, you know, I do know how to add.
I tell you what, I'm surprised Harvard don't have a cow and start charging these people for, like, being so stupid. I mean, that's giving Harvard name a bad name. You're coming from Harvard and you got that kind of figures.
You look at your elected. How many of them from Harvard and the Ivy League school? And yet they cannot add.
Nope.
They cannot. They don't know crap about science.
They have not been taught morals.
They don't even have common sense. Oh, Guam was hip over. He probably didn't go to Harvard. But, you know.
That's just.
And I'm sorry, but
with
all of them.
Yeah, if you get too many people doing one side,
that was what a politician said. An elected official. Yeah. Get too many people on one side of Guam, it's going to tip over.
Yeah.
I know. You're not seeing the guy's face. But yeah, that's the kind of things we hear. You know, and these are elected, supposed to be highly educated people. And we're supposed to be the dummies and need them to control us and our lives.
They're highly educated con artists.
Well, it's the same kind of people who think they all know better for our kids. That we are all stupid and we don't know no better. That they know what's best. And they know what's best for us when it comes to health care and all that. Well, I think I know what's best. And what's best is them to get their fingers out of our pockets. Because Americans are tired of that. Get out of our health care. Get out of our schools. Get out of our churches. Do your job you're supposed to do.
Sure, they have. It's completely failing.
Amen.
No way, shape, or form is it work. I need to get back to the base.
Yeah.
You know, quit trying to go out here and do all this. And get back to the basics. And save what we have before it's gone.
Yeah, because, I mean,
but
the America I know, I see a school teacher. Go ahead.
He just hit it. There's the thing is, how do you wake people up? And the only way we can wake people up, what I'll be saying this Sunday, is you've got to get out here and you've got to talk. You've got to go around and spread what's going on and get other people involved. You see, it does spread. You seen when it was just me sitting here, and now you look.
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Glenda.
There's seven of us sitting here, Miss Glenda.
Hi. Every time I speak, I this thing keeps repeating. I can't get in the other way.
Echoing.
If you're echoing, you're not. I'm not hearing it.
We're We're not hearing it.
It's all that yelling.
Okay. It's obviously something's wrong with Blog Talk because when I called on my cell phone, it's a busy signal.
Hi. Don't get me going about Blog Talk.
Oh, all of it. They're all in cahoots.
I'm constantly fighting Blog Talk, getting in and out of stuff there. I'm fighting Facebook. I'm fighting, oh.
Okay. So.
I have found a way to go around when Facebook screws with me. All I got to do is get a hold of someone else about posting on my page that they're screwing with me, and the next thing you know, they're letting me back in.
Yeah, this is really awful because I get it's double. It's like completely.
Okay.
I'm getting the delay is what I'm getting, and even though I turned off all my speakers, it doesn't matter.
It sounds good on our end, though.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
like,
I don't.
But that's
can
good.
I need to talk to Lonnie because Lonnie's got the board.
Well, he's right there. Lonnie, talk to her, buddy.
Lonnie.
Okay.
Hey,
Lonnie,
what's
going on with the telephones? Why can't I get into
Blog Talk with them? I have no clue. Hang up and try your cell phone again.
All right.
Folks, we're working.
I have no clue.
This is Blog Talk Radio. We seem to have them. A lot of us have them a lot. I've, knock on wood, the last few weeks.
Been doing pretty good.
I've been able to get in on the first shot. But some of us, I'm sure others besides me, have the same problem on other networks where someone's constantly trying to screw with you.
Oh, yeah. I guess they want the world like this.
They
So people will want to screw with the computers. That's how you want the world? I mean, do you really grasp that concept?
They got control.
No, they don't really have control. They may think they got control, but they don't. If they get the world the way they want it,
they're done.
They're
only being used as pawns.
Until their job's done. And
got you this time.
I got it.
All right.
Yeah, I got this time.
My gosh. We got a heat wave going on. It's about 100 degrees out here. It's pretty crazy. But, for the past two or three days, I mean, California is imploding, believe me. Tomorrow I'll go through all of it. But I couldn't believe some of the things I was hearing on the radio and things I was reading in the newspaper. The local schmata, you know, the rag that we get. Talking about all the draconian stuff, I had to make one call today on the Common Core deal. I'm supposed to call, I guess, tomorrow also on the Capitol switchboard on the amnesty stuff because that went around today. Hopefully others will call as well. Just call the Capitol switchboard and say no amnesty, no on the limited deportations that's going on. Tell Boehner, you've got to call Boehner and just say, you know what, this is, you know, you're on your way out. You are on your way out.
We got to get rid of Boehner.
Yes.
But he's not the only one. There's a lot of others.
Yeah.
And
Harry Reid,
I'm going to tell you, I'm not that big on Rand Paul. Some of the things Rand Paul says is totally the opposite of what his dad would have said. So
true. I know what he's doing. He's trying to keep from – it's not going to work because if the establishment wants him to not be the nominee, that's what will happen.
Well, that's true. And that's what it's about. It's their candidate out there. They're going to try to force them down our throat. And we've seen from the last time – how they did Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're no better than the Democrats. There's no low they won't sneak to.
True.
And there are, you know, our problem, as I said, Insider investing has become the gateway drug for politicians. They get in there and they start that, and when they do, they start passing their wealth, and they forget all about the people they were sent to serve, and all of a sudden it becomes serving them.
And their self.
And their family and their supporters and whoever is going to help keep them in office.
And the more that happens, the more evil and nasty they get.
Well, it's the system, and it's been going on for too long, and this is the special interests who pad their pockets. It's the lobbyists, and all of these people can be bought, and it started a way long time ago. It started under probably before Lincoln's time, but around that time.
Oh,
just read up read up on these guys.
Right now, the poster child for the kinds of activities we're talking about would be Harry Reid.
Well, he's not. Look, how many others? You've got Pelosi. You've got Franken Feinstein. There's Barbara Boxer. There's Sheila Jackson Lee. There's just a gazillion of them. Mary Lanfield. I mean, all of them. And then there's another one. What's her face? I think she's in California. I think it's Barbara Lee. She's of the far left. And then there's Maxine Waters on the brain. She's also from the far left. And she's self-admitted. These guys come out of these universities. They never work a day in their lives, kind of like Lurch Carey, Lurch Heinz Carey ketchup schmuck. It's disgusting. And that guy, I'm glad Ted Cruz wanted him to step down. Hopefully others will get on the bandwagon and say the same thing.
I like Ted Cruz. I understand the issue about his eligibility and stuff. But as far as any of them out there talking that are talking about the things that matter and actually telling them, putting it out there for you to get it and understand it, Ted Cruz is leading the way.
True. I wouldn't mind a Rand Paul Ted Cruz ticket, I'll tell you. Would not mind that a bit.
I myself either. I do want to give a kudos out to my state rep, Jim Lucas, and his work protecting gun rights here in the state of Indiana.
Good.
I wouldn't worry about them 25 people, Jim, that showed up griping about gun laws, because 25 versus the ones that was there supporting it, and there was 100 times more women there supporting it than there was just total people against it. So I wouldn't worry about them. If they don't like it, they can go someplace where they got a lack of super tight gun laws and where they're deep in debt and all that other crap that these little states have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like Detroit or Chicago or upstate New York.
We're in Indiana, right next door to Illinois. Look at the differences in our economics, our situations and stuff. And you got to wonder. But one's a liberal-led state and one's a very conservative-led state. And the conservative-led state has a surplus. It has a lower unemployment rate, a way lower murder rate. And we have a lesser gun laws than Illinois. And, just across the board. And you got to wonder, when does Illinois wise up? They're kind of backing off this $100 million Obama library, though, that they want to dress up for.
It gets to you after a while. I mean, earlier you were talking about the situation on that idiot Sterling, whatever his name is, who got set up by the little concubine, the little peccadillo. Well, apparently, she set him up, plus the fact that the guy is an old troll, but that was a private conversation. Now it's public. And the people like Sharpton, Sharpton is a fascist. He's a little militant schmuck who needs to go away.
California, right? And isn't it in California's laws that you have to have the other person's permission to take it?
I don't know. Honestly don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's how it is. And that's going to become an issue here, is that she illegally taped him. And then, therefore, if she illegally taped him, how could the NBA use this as evidence against him? And therefore,
I don't know.
Hey, he's not going down without a fight. Look for him to have the NBA in court.
Well, he has a right to sue if he wants. I mean, it's pretty nuts.
I don't condone what he said and stuff, but then on the same token, you look at some attack, and they're the biggest racists out there. Al Sharpton is a racist.
Yeah,
he
he's a race baiter.
He makes his living off being a racist. That's the only way he's in there. Jesse Jackson's the
same
way. They make their living off being racist.
They will push that race fuck so much.
And you know, I agree the guy needed to go, but I don't see how you can take something he paid for and owns and say, okay, you don't own it anymore.
Yeah, he bought it.
Then the NBA should give him the $600 million that it's worth, because it was only $10 million when he bought it. So he's evidently done something there, because it's now worth $600 million. So I don't understand it all. But I see that it's a distraction for the media to use when there's other things going on. Like today, all you're going to hear is about you're hearing is about this, but you're not hearing about the Benghazi deal where it links the White House straight to it.
No, you won't hear that.
Fake blame the video thing. You're not hearing about, you know how quickly the whole scandal with the IRS kind of shut off here?
Mm-hmm.
After we found out that Elijah Cummings involved in it, and there was other stuff going on there. You know, all of a sudden, bang, we ain't hearing nothing about that.
The truth will come out.
And we see this, we've seen this consistently out of this administration in the media, that something comes up and boom, quick as they can find something to cover it up and go on with, they do. But anything else, if it's against the right, they will use and drag out and drag out and drag out and drag out.
On the dragging out, just
they have fed so much propaganda out there, so many lies. Here's a little irony for everybody today. Media matters. Well, the SEIU wanted to unionize Media Matters employees, and Media Matters is doing whatever they can to stop that. Now, imagine that. A leftist organization that's out there screaming all about the unions and stuff, when the union wants to their members to be part of a union, they're saying no.
That makes no sense.
That's an irony. But unions haven't paid attention. They've been stabbed in the back left and right by this administration. They were stabbed in the back on health care. They were stabbed in the back on, you know.
But I see a lot of bad in the union. I really do.
A union is only as good as its leadership. If you had crooked, corrupt union leaders, you're going to have a crooked, corrupt union. In today's America, you have all these organizations that are set up to protect the workers' rights and stuff. So some instances, I don't really see that you need a union. And if you're a better-than-average worker, a union will hold you back.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I just don't...
Linda's putting out flyers in the park. There's a lawsuit coming. That's good. You know, and that's people standing up for themselves. And that's what we got to get out here. We got to get out here, everybody out that's listening. You got to get out to your local areas and stuff. Got to wake people up. You've got to gather your people, your supporters, people you think can believe the same way as you do. And you do that, you start building a resistance. And you keep, you know, the more people that are saying stop this crap, and the better chances you got of stopping it.
Even if they don't believe the same as you do, but you know they're kind of starting to realize things and question things, as long as you talk to them and kind of open their eyes to things, then they start, oh, wow, looking into it, then that that makes a difference too. Because I've ran into people like that. I really have.
Tell them the facts. Say, hey, don't disbelieve me. Here's the facts.
Go look it up.
If you disbelieve me, the people will say, oh, that can't happen.
If you don't believe what I have to say, just look it up. That's all I'm asking. I'm not telling you to believe what I say. Look it up. It is there.
And you'll never believe it.
That's it, and that's something I've always pushed on it. I don't want you to take my word for nothing. I want you to go out here and look it up yourself.
That's exactly right.
Because if I can get you to look that up yourself, there's a better chance that you're going to
look
at other stuff.
Exactly.
And I was talking to the school teacher the other day, and
I can't remember her name.
No, I can't. But she told me, she said straight out that this ain't the America she was born in.
No, definitely not.
It's not the America I was raised in.
I mean, it's not even the same, you know, my daughter will be 16. It's not even the same as it was 16 years ago, Oh, my goodness.
But the changes aren't, the changes we're seeing aren't good changes.
Oh, no.
There are
no.
more changes that are taking away a liberty, or they're taking away a freedom, or they're adding an extra tax on you, or an extra regulation and law or new rules.
Well, they're taking away the religion.
Yeah, there is the biggest movement against religion in this nation, being led by the head Muslim, Obama.
Well, Obama, that's what I can't. He's a Muslim.
I posted a thing today, and it says the oncoming clash is when the Muslim radicals meet the gay pride supporters, gay pride. When that clash happens. Cause that's gonna happen.
I gotta tell you, they
have no one to blame but themselves because they ushered in the ones that brought. They're ushering in the people that are going to bring that to them.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with the women's and the women writers. You're ushering in that group that's going to bring those to you. That's going to make you cover up and shut up.
I am a little bit getting caught in the on thing on DC about the women's rights, stuff like that. I'm not saying anything about women, but I have not seen too much of a difference on how they get paid, how they get treated.
In some instances,
some
places that may be going on.
Yes, some places may.
But
I've not seen it, and I've not heard it around here too awful much. Now, some jobs, yeah, unless you're a big old butch woman, some of the jobs you can't do, like my job. Well, being honest to you all, a woman can't do, my boss will not hire a woman landscaper. But that's not being a woman discrimination.
Yeah,
the
that
reason
is.
The reason he won't is because he can't get no work out of the guys because they're constantly looking at the woman.
There
so
you go.
He decided, well, okay, if I'm going to get any kind of work done, I can't hire a woman to go out with the guy. I'll hire a woman to be worked here and everything like that. Yeah, you can control my building and everything like that, yeah. But I ain't going to get any work done because my guys are going to be staring at me.
Well, that ain't much if you're saying much for your guys.
Well, I know.
Really? But I know what you mean, and it probably is that way in some circumstances. I worked inside a gray iron foundry, and the work was tremendously heavy and hard.
Yes.
But there were a couple of women who could do that work.
Oh, yeah, there's some women out there that can. There's some women out there that can, do anything. Like I tell my kids, you can do anything if you put your heart
into it.
Put
your mind to it. That's exactly right.
I don't care what it is. And that's what the dream, they're trying to take away from us. It's a dream of being anything you want. Just you got the education out there. Just go do it. But they don't want to do that. They want to try to dumb down their kids.
You say the education, but they're destroying that education.
That's what I'm saying.
They're just tearing it to pieces. The Common Core, what I hear people complaining about are elected. There is so much more in there that they should be out there to throw out in the public that would make the public outrage. But no, they're talking about standardized testing. They're not talking about the stuff in there that says, oh, conservatives, that talks bad about conservatives, or talks about Obama as being some kind of racial demigod or something.
Yeah.
They're not talking about those aspects of the Common Core. They'll leave that out. But it's in there. It's a whole indoctrination. Agenda 21 for Dummies. If you haven't seen that video, check it out.
it will open your eyes up to a lot of things, especially now, because since that was made, they had already pushed a lot of the things that it's talking about.
Yeah.
And it makes it pretty even more obvious.
All being done already.
Everything that we're seeing done by our elected is a step closer. My governor the other day talked about the TPP and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That is bad. That's Agenda 21. It's bad, bad, bad. It's taken away powers and freedoms from our country. It's taken away other rights and stuff from our country and making it some kind of global thing where they got more say than we do over our waterways and stuff.
They're really trying to take the power away from us by
they're
our
trying
military.
They want to make you pay for rainwater.
We have to pay
taxes on the water that falls on your land. That's what they want.
That's what they want, yes.
Well, it's just as bad. It's just as bad as
money in her pocket.
It's just as bad as the bill what they passed on taxing the farmers for the breath that comes out of the cow's mouth.
When you run out of other people's money, run out of ways to the tax money that you're allotted to you, you got to figure out new rules of raise new taxes and new fines and this and that to help support your continued spending.
Yeah.
And in the end, all you do is consistently get further and further in debt, because with that spending comes interest rates, and interest rates eat us up. We can't afford to pay the interest on what we owe right now.
Oh, no way.
And they want to spend more. We've been doing this damn near every bill you hear the government passing and stuff when it comes to spending, there'll always be the infrastructure thing in there. Where is the money for infrastructure? It's like the damn lottery.
It's
like
the
Fred Rose in Indiana.
Well,
where the hell's the money?
It's just like the money for the border fences.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in their pockets, I guarantee you.
Well, that money was used to pay Homeland Security officials that was supposed to finish the fence. That's what happened to it. Ah, Benghazi, yes, Linda. We talked about that earlier. Yeah, exactly. The proof that they knew that the video was a lie from the get-go. I can expect my local paper, which printed all about that the day after it happened, how we might need to relook at the amendment and how the video and all this and that, and has yet to ever, ever print anything contradicting that story.
Oh, no. Because they're in cahoots, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're owned by the elected.
Well, in our area, you look at the county comprehensive plan, you'll see the editor of the Seymour Tribune, and I don't know where he got the power, but he signed on to it, Dan Davis. I don't understand it.
All these people have power like that around here. I'd like to...
How did they get it? They got it through insider investing,
cheating, lying, stealing.
Well, that's politicians, a bunch of mini bloodsuckers.
Yep.
That's what we have. Find a good one, it's hard keeping good because it gets up there and they corrupt him.
Just hope to God Ted Cruz stays the way he is.
Well, there's several others.
There's several others that I like.
And it's sad, though, that it comes down to we will use any way we can, any means we can, to keep the public divided. We cannot have the public standing together on any issue. Because if the public ever stands together on an issue, that's an issue that the elected can no longer control. We're really big. This whole gun debate, it was like, I think, 656 gun murders since 2008. I got to thinking about that, like how these gun lobbyists or anti-gun lobbyists are out here fighting them, spending all this money against that, 656 deaths. Where the hell are they on the 120,000 plus deaths at the hands of an illegal alien? Where are these people? I get the same thing,
silence.
There is no logic to their madness.
But they still want to bring in and give them anger.
And take away our guy. Even though right there shows you that they're important, a threat to our people.
Well,
they're allowing an invasion that threatens our people.
Just take the guns away. You may get some of the guns. Won't get them all. But it ain't going to take guns.
Well,
it's going to take us all to stand together. We need to get some.
Welcome back, Linda. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi,
Linda.
Yeah. The stuff that's happening. I guess we've been having that battle with the mobile home park owners for a long time. So, what we're doing, our attorney's finally free to get to have a meeting. So we got our letters in the mail. Now we have to make copies and try to go through both of these parks. There's probably about 230 people in between the two of them. And then we just want to get them to the meeting so they know what's happening, because this guy is going to actually file a class action lawsuit against these guys, and we can hardly wait because it's going to help us out a lot. So,
awesome.
Good. That's good to hear.
See, this is taking action, standing up for their rights. I love that.
Well, yeah, you know what we did? Yeah, Bill, because we've been fighting these guys for about 3.5 years now that I've been involved in it. And it's an ongoing battle. If we don't do this, we're going to lose everything we have, everybody. So that's why we do it.
That's okay. We know who's going in the end.
What?
Don't we? I said that's okay. We know who's going to win in the end.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, most of these people are seniors, and a lot of them are retired veterans from, you know, different branches of the service. They're all on fixed income, and that's why, you know, so many places, especially here in Southern Cal, we've got a homeless problem because the prices of places to live is outlandish, and if they take this last bastion of it away, everyone's going to leave the state because they won't be able to afford to live here unless they pitch a tent someplace, you know, behind the dumpster. I'm serious. That's why, I mean, it's just, there's like 5,000 mobile home parks in the state of California. And they're planning on, with Agenda 21, they're planning on taking them all. And they'll probably get it eventually.
Well, here in our county comprehensive plan, it says in the future that you won't be able to put a mobile home out in the country.
Of course not.
They're not going to let you live in the country even without a mobile home.
Precisely. That's the whole idea. That's why you have to fight it, Bill, because places like Indiana and Oklahoma and Texas and all these others are the only last bastions of liberty left. That's the last resistance, man. I'm telling you.
Well, it's just like I was saying with the people that invest in the houses that house illegals. It's the same kind of thing there. They get you in their housing, then they're controlling it. They're padding their pockets and their wealth, but they also have control over you.
And how much is that money, what they're padding their pockets, is really getting turned into the income?
Well, they wouldn't like Joe's yellow, the Union Jack flag. They wouldn't like my St. Eastwood chair in the front yard, or when I go out there and put my amnesty signs up and stuff. They wouldn't like all this. I wouldn't be allowed to do all these things. They have control over them.
They would tell you what.
Right.
And you wouldn't be able to have the control of having gardens in your yard either.
Right.
Right. That's why this is so important. That's, in fact, there's a meeting coming up. We've all, most of us have emails on it. We had another meeting from Action last Sunday, which is just a few days ago, and they were talking about this. It's the May 15th. It's the second of four that I know of, and this is about this general plans. They're going to tear up the closed highway down here in Oceanside. They want to put the roundabout in. They want to narrow it to two lanes from four. It's all these complete street nonsense of Agenda 21. So I've already put my page and a half together, and I'm going to make the copies, and I'm going to put them on all the seats, and then I'm going to speak publicly and call these people out for who and what they are. I'm going to do it. I'm not playing games anymore. I don't care what they think of me.
Good.
I can't play this game.
I've never had a problem with
saying what I think. Sunday, 2 o'clock here in our area, we're going to be doing a little meeting in Freetown, Indiana, kind of a greet and meet and stuff, and talk
cool.
over some issues with people and see how many more we can get involved. And like I said, I'm looking
good.
For that person to be the leader of this local area here and stuff. And I'll just keep looking until I find that person. Doesn't
right.
I'm going to lay down in it or anything, but with my health, my wife's, I'm going to be sticking closer to home and things, and
right.
I'll still be doing what I do.
Yeah,
and my wife and I talked about getting an RV and just doing some traveling, and I thought, well, I'll just slap a Patriot Family's paint job on that thing and take it across the country.
There you go. You guys need to absolutely take care of your health, because believe me, my family's just recently experienced that deal. When he calls you, you go. So none of us knows how much time we have, so make the best of it.
That's it. It really, that goes for anybody. You don't
yep.
matter.
You're only going to live the life once. Don't hold back. Enjoy it and experience it.
Oh, sure. It's a journey.
And if someone's controlling you, well, then you're not getting to experience it or really at all.
Yeah, it's the grand illusion of trying to enjoy. Absolutely. Yeah, that's why we fight, Bill. We don't like this oppression. And it is. It's draconian oppression, and we're sick of it. So that's why we fight. And
yeah.
that's okay. That's perfectly okay. I'm sure God's fine with it. I'm pretty sure he's fine with it. Or else he would have put the kibosh a long time ago on us.
I fight for many reasons. The one of it is, and you know this, Linda, at the age I am and stuff, I'm not fighting for me because it's not going to really affect what my life I got left anyway. I am fighting for the future generations that nobody else seems to be standing up and says, well, why you? I said, if not me, who?
Exactly. So the other thing, too, I mean, even if you had another 20, 30 years or whatever and you were in perfect health, you're fighting for the future, but you're still, you know, you're fighting for, let's say, between now and next month or now and next 2 years, because it will affect you, especially with the gun laws and the Agenda 21 and not having a place to live in the country where you want to be. I mean, all this crap that they're doing has an effect on you right now. So we are fighting for our lives. We are.
Well, it does, sis. You're right. Because I go to, and my wife will tell you this, I go to sleep, and I sleep very extremely restless anymore. I can't get a good restful sleep because these things play on my mind even through my dreams. It's like I feel
sure.
deep things that are coming, and I try to explain it to people of, I try to use logic and common sense and down into common terms so people understand them.
Well,
but,
maybe you ought to put down the stuff they just made legal in Colorado and grab some comfort food and some Jack Daniels, and you'll sleep like a baby. For me.
I find it odd because everybody I know that smokes, when they do smoke, you turn around and the assholes are asleep.
Yeah, but it does mess with your nervous system, so I would go the other way.
I have since childhood always been an insomniac. So I keep waiting, well, when's my down day so I can get me some rest? But
yeah,
lately,
really.
It doesn't come easy lately because the more and more I dig into the things that they're doing around the board, because they're trying to keep things spread out, and you're not going to get the big picture of, oh, this happened today or that. You got to find
right.
out for yourself, do your own digging. And
absolutely.
Was it Missouri that just passed anti-Agenda 21 laws?
I think it was anti-Common Core, but I'm not sure. It could have been. I
there
could
was,
have been both.
Well, there was a state that just passed anti-Agenda 21. They're the second
awesome.
State. Florida was the first.
Yeah, because it was Alabama was the first.
Alabama.
I remember.
But now another state has done it. And I wish
yeah, in
my
fact,
state would do it.
Oh, I know. The other thing is Oh, my gosh, because they got, I think Indiana got rid of Common Core or got the opt-out. We've got people screaming, the same guys that were talking last Thursday.
I can't let you be fooled by that, Linda. What Indiana really did was they just changed the name of it.
Oh, that's what they did in Texas. Absolutely. That's exactly what happened.
The same thing they did here in Indiana. My governor was out there pushing the TPP, and right there, I was sitting back horrified because he's pushing for Agenda 21. He's no different than Mitch Daniels. No, it's establishment, same crap, different pile stuff.
I know.
Get up and brag and talk. He's so conservative, and he believes in the founders and all this, that, and then turns right around and does just the opposite of what any of them would have done.
Right. And, you know, that meeting that I went to, in fact, I called today. I called the Sacramento line that was given to me by my friend Lee Ku, who also goes up against immigration here in California. And the same people who were at that meeting about Common Core last Thursday that were just amazing educators are the same people right now. They're in Sacramento. They're lobbying against Common Core. They're talking about making sure that we have the right as parents or whomever to opt out of this throughout the whole state and throughout any school you go to and all the testing. So the people in California are actually, they're wising up to this. We're trying to get Tim Donnelly up against Jerry Brown and beat him as governor. We're praying for it anyway. There's a lot going on. People are waking up. They've had it.
I'm hoping we're seeing more of that because we're also seeing a big turn against Obama by the millennials.
Yep. Yes.
And
so they're not going to.
That could be the crushing blow.
For the midterms, yeah. That's what I read, too. I was reading about that today. That they won't go out this year in 2014 because they can't stand his stupid Obamacare and his policies and all the rest of it. I mean, let's face it. The stuff I was reading in my newspaper today, like I said, we're hemorrhaging jobs out of California like somebody just cut somebody's arm off. I mean, it is horrible. Toyota's taken, I don't know, what is it, I don't know how many thousands of jobs with them. They're leaving. They're going to Texas. They're done. They can't take this crap anymore, and I don't blame them.
I got to say, my state's been a big beneficiary of businesses leaving the Northeast and coming out of California.
Yes, absolutely. And Oklahoma, Idaho, all of them. All these red states, man. They're getting it. So, I know.
And how can the people in these other states, the citizens, how can they not see this?
Because they don't read any. They don't even read the rag that's put on their porch in the morning. I mean, it's that bad. Believe me, my own family members, because they don't want to have the nightmares that you have and that I have. So that's where you're at. I can't force them to. I can only get those that I can. You know, it's like when Jesus went out and started trying to get his disciples to become fishers of men. All we can do is try to be fishers of men, Bill, and gather as many of these people to our side as we can.
Yep.
All we can do.
That's what we try to do. And that's all we can do.
Yep.
Remember years ago, you were getting so depressed, and I said, Linda, if we gain one, it's a step forward.
Yep, absolutely. And a lot of my people, you know,
If we gain one, we're gaining a step forward.
I was telling Ron yesterday, too, because that my friend at church, and she was reading Behind the Green Mask by Rosa Corey about Agenda 21, and she says, I've got several people who want this book. And I said, well, try your library first and then go to Amazon and go for it. She said 8 to 10 people were very interested in getting the book. So I'm like, hooray! that's another recruitment. So it's just get spread it out, man. Got to do it.
Now we just got to keep doing it. I'm looking so forward to this summer.
My God. Me too.
Sandy has already, I guess, got her place reserved and stuff. I've not met Sandy. I don't know if you have, but I haven't met Sandy. We will too.
And, not yet.
I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing you and Yo and Nick and
oh
everybody.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Sad that Ron can't be there because Ron always
oh.
makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah. He gets us to laugh. Oh, my Lord.
A walking fountain of
I
information.
Go
I love that.
That's what I think. I'm going to drive down there and hog tie him, throw the suitcase together and bring him down here.
Well, anyway, well, listen, I'm excited. I want to, in fact, I got to go back online and look for some deals with Southwest Airlines. I'm really raring to go. So I'm excited.
Well, I'm hoping to come out of this little meeting this Sunday, and around here we're going to be able to fill this place up, and we're going to have we're just going to have an overall good time.
Yep.
Who knows? This may be the last chance we get with the way this government's going.
Well, I know Ron was saying that he thought if there was any chance of us doing another meeting, you know, someplace wherever we could, even not just summertime, but closer to the fall. We'll see. It's just up in the air, but we'll see how it goes. We'll just
yeah.
keep trucking.
Okay. And I'm thinking about I'm going to try to go out here to this park, take my radio, and just call in, and I don't see how many people I can gather there and stuff. And before I do that, I'll get everybody to write down some things and stuff to say or questions or whatever. You know, so we can be prepared when we go out here and talk with these people.
Awesome. Absolutely. You know, I think, Bill, the you got to ask them, you know, what kind of world do you want to live in? Do you know, I mean, like, where's your priorities and do you, how do you feel about freedom? I mean, my God, do you feel free because this matrix is so encompassing?
Well, around our little area, we had a little taste of the government overreach here recently with our school system where
sure.
we had a school here in Freetown, grade school, totally renovated, up to date everything, five-star
school,
closed it down, made the kids go into another town to school, and now that town's got to build a $500-some-thousand add-on and stuff for their school or whatever it is. It's even bigger than that.
They should have left it alone.
Yes, they should have. I agree.
So now, instead of everybody being happy, now the town's got to spend another huge chunk of money to add on to this school when they already had a five-star renovated school built.
Wow. Yeah, this is all part of the general plans, you know, how it goes. That's what they're doing. But like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. This is going to be a blast, and we'll have great food and sunshine and lots of fun and music. You know, keep the wine flowing.
Likewise.
What's that?
You got some good jam to take me out of here?
Sure do.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. God bless, and I'll see you tomorrow for my show.
God bless. God bless.
Tomorrow.
Everybody.
God bless. Tomorrow.
Yes, we'll be at your show tomorrow, Linda. 7 p.m., right from the left coast, Miss Linda Sills. Be there. Everybody,
God bless.
Have a good
tomorrow.
Night. Take us out, guys.
Well, here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together.
Sing it.
Life ain't easy.
They never said it for me.
Life ain't easy.
Whoever said it sure thing.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. Free, free, free. Life ain't easy.
Tell me all about it.
Life ain't easy.
that woman, she don't understand the way my mind keeps drifting. And the Lord don't always lend a hand when my poor heart needs lifting. Is home and kids really all there is? Or is there something better? And how much soul must a poor man sell to rub two coins together?
Good evening, gentlemen. Have a good night. God bless y'all.
Good night, guys.